Well, good morning, followers. This is Kristen Kaufman. For those of you who are new to me, I'm in the business of helping people create the lives they want without giving up the creature comforts that they want. And today I wanted to focus on actually a lesson that I learned from my mom. Those of you who know me and are following me know that I just recently lost my mother last month. It's been a very hard transition because I am now officially an orphan. Both of my parents are gone. And it really gives you pause for cause, so to speak, or cause for pause. And it forces us to really look at things in a different perspective. We all of a sudden began to see our mortality perhaps in through a different lens. We realized that our time on this planet is finite, and we have a sacred responsibility to make every single moment count, and that is not a cliche. So today I wanted to focus a little bit on some lessons that my mother really put in my mind as a young girl and certainly have come to fruition as a professional woman, and I'm hopeful that they will be of benefit to you as well. The first is, Mama, all 5'2" of her, used to say when we were embarking upon some new challenge, some new business opportunity, perhaps taking a role that was in our heart of hearts, perhaps beyond what we thought we could do, she would always say, stand tall, shoulders back, chin up. You know, nothing is beyond your grasp, and you can do anything that you set your mind to do. And that phraseology, which seems very basic, actually has come to serve me very well in my adult life, because as I embarked upon entrepreneurship after about 25 years in corporate America in leadership roles, I absolutely had to tap into that scrappy, can-do attitude that got me started in corporate America back when I graduated from college. And standing tall with your shoulders back and your chin up has never been more relevant than when you are basically launching a business from a bootstrap perspective. You are starting from scratch. You are building it from a white sheet of paper, clean sheet of paper. And so I think that is probably one of the most significant lessons and attributes that we as professional women and men, particularly if you are an entrepreneur, you have to embrace. The second is, you know, saying yes to any and all opportunities that come our way is paramount. Our job as human beings on this planet, and not to mention as CEOs of our own entrepreneurial companies, is to stretch and grow. Again, that's another phraseology that my mama used to say growing up, stretch and grow. And I think she was meaning, you know, stretch and grow physically, but really it is applicable to all aspects of our life, mental, spiritual, and physical. And the way we stretch and grow is to go where we are uncomfortable, to say yes to those things that are scary, that are sometimes we think beyond our reach, and to really take that risk and to lean into that opportunity. And again, that is not something that comes naturally to many people. I think some of the most successful entrepreneurs and people in business are people who take risks and lean in and say yes to pretty much any opportunity that makes them sweat around the brow, because it forces them to reach deep within themselves to achieve something that they didn't think they could achieve. And the third point that, again, was definitely drilled into my mind and my heart with my parents was, nothing is permanent. So if you find yourself in a situation that is not fulfilling to you or not in alignment with where and how you want to contribute in the world, and again, alignment from my definition, for those of you who are new to my podcast and my videos, is when you love what you do and you're good at it, but most importantly, it's tied to something greater than yourself. And if any one of those legs of the stool is out of whack and you're in a wobbly, as I call it, you're out of alignment. And therefore, you know, our sacred responsibility is to realize that no decision that we make is permanent. Everything can be shifted and changed, and we can redirect, or the new lingo is we can pivot, you know, to focus our efforts and our objectives in a different direction or in a new direction. So just remember that nothing is permanent. So if you are finding yourself in a spot that you don't really find pleasing, we have the opportunity to always shift and to create the life we want from wherever we are at that time. And I think the last piece that is probably the single most relevant piece to me as a human being, not to mention as a what I call a recovering corporate executive and now 15-year plus entrepreneur with multiple revenue streams and multiple businesses, is that we have the opportunity to help others and to give back with no expectation. And, you know, over the past, I would say, 2 years, right after my father passed away, and now since my mother is no longer with us as well, I have been reaching out to groups and other organizations that can boost me, both mentally, professionally, and of course spiritually. And those groups can be physical groups where I'm meeting new people when, you know, in a belly-to-belly, press-the-flesh sort of fashion. And they can also be groups on Facebook, LinkedIn, and other organizational structures that are put in place through social media. And what I have learned and what I have really grown to love and to embrace is that when we give help, support, encouragement to others with no expectation of any sort of reciprocity or return, that is when we are at our highest, and that is when we are reaching our fullest potential, because we are giving with purity of intention, with no expectation of any sort of tit for tat, and that makes all the difference in the world, because people see that, they experience that, they feel that. I think it was Maya Angelou who said, people, you know, will not remember most of what you say, but they will remember how you make them feel. And people are not immune to realizing when people are giving with a purity of intention with absolutely zero expectation in return. So those are my four little insights that I had today that I wanted to share with you. The first is standing tall, that we can really do anything that we set our mind to do. And when it seems daunting and scary, shoulders back, chin up, you know, we can absolutely make it happen. You know, our job is to stretch and grow in life, not to mention professionally. Nothing is permanent. We always have the opportunity to shift and to help create alignment within our lives. And that alignment definition will shift over time. We are not static people. We are constantly evolving and changing. And so therefore, our definition of alignment will absolutely unequivocally change as well. And then the last piece, of course, is that when we love and we support and we encourage with no expectation, we are just doing so because it's our intention to be pure and in support of others on this journey with us. That is when our rewards are most profound, and when we absolutely are given the most and the best opportunity to reach our potential. So make it a wonderful day. I'm hopeful that this podcast gives you some food for thought, and I would love to hear from you. Just comment below. Make it a great day.